Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Micah chapter 7, verses 18 through 20. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Micah chapter 7. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You've probably heard the saying, there are no atheists in foxholes. This is probably stems back from World War I, although it gets a recurrence in World War II, preached by a field chaplain. It's meant to mean that in times of extreme stress and fear, such as during a war, all people will believe in or hope for some higher power to bail them out. Karl Marx said, "Religion is the opium of the people." He said, "Religion reduces people's immediate suffering and provides them with pleasant illusions that give them strength to carry on." Calling religion a drug, Marx especially saw Christianity as harmful to society. Marx, however, was really not a true atheist because he wanted to replace Christianity with government, a new god. Everyone has a god. Martin Luther said, "A god means that from which we are to expect all good, and in which we are to take refuge in all distress." Luther also said, "To have a God is to have something in which the heart entirely trusts." This takes us to Micah's question today in our text. Who is a God like you? In the days of Micah, 600 years before Jesus, Israel tried out the different gods around them. They tried out Baal and Asherah, the fertility gods at the high places. God's chosen people were engaging in temple prostitution, which would arouse Baal and Asherah in the heavens, and their arousal would then cause it to rain on the crops. But we don't need growing crops as an excuse today when we have made it a multi-million dollar industry, pornography, a high and holy god today. Or Molech, when people would sacrifice their live babies on the burning hot arms of a statue god in times of disaster and make Molech happy with the people again and to show his favor on them. Sometimes they would literally slit the babies' throats first. Sometimes they would buy babies from poor people, and it became an industry even amongst Israel. What is the difference, however, between Molech and abortion centers today where over 21 million living babies in the wombs of their mothers are sacrificed so far this year to the gods of convenience and human rights, with one abortion taking place every second? Or Marduk, the Babylonian god who conquered the monster of pre-creation primordial chaos and becoming the Lord of heaven and earth, even as the world today bows down to the God of Darwin and evolution. Micah is a faithful prophet to the people of Israel and Judah, just before God's people are taken captive by Assyria and Babylon. He speaks in behalf of Yahweh, the true and living God. God's people were given the promised land coming out of slavery in Egypt, and yet they turned their backs on this faithful God. They chased after the other gods around them that would feed them with their own vile pleasures, and they were doing what was right in their own eyes. Micah comes and he speaks God's anger and judgment against his people. Hear, you peoples, all of you, pay attention, O earth, and all that is in it, and let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth, and the mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split open like wax before the fire. All this because of your transgression and sin against me. Micah spells out their sins. They lay awake, devising wickedness and working out evil while laying on their beds that they can perform the next day. They see the riches and positions of others and they grab for it at all costs. Even the prophets and pastors are lying and deceiving by God's name, preaching words that will feather their own beds. They cheat others in business deals and act violently in the streets. They eat the finest foods and fill their stomachs, but they don't care at all for the poor. Martin Luther again tells us that our gods today are not merely by erecting an image and worshiping it, but rather it happens in our own hearts. What gods are you erecting in your hearts? Micah's question is rather a frightening one, isn't it? Who is a god like you? First, there is no other God but Yahweh, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When God's people were released from Babylonian captivity over 500 years before Jesus, they were told that they could go back to Jerusalem, but they were afraid to leave Babylon. They were afraid that if they left, the Babylonian gods would hurt them. But the prophet said to God's people, "They will not hurt you. They are only wood and stone. They are no god at all." This is just like the gods we make up today and invent for ourselves. They are no god. They cannot give us hope. They cannot give us refuge or happiness or life or the forgiveness of sin. And this one true God, the creator of the world, he commands his people to be holy and sinless. He commands us to be holy and sinless. And his judgment and wrath burns against sin and unbelief, and no one will escape. And he declares death upon the sinner, and he calls us to repent and believe in him. That was Micah's message. That's the church's message today. And yet, Micah ends his book of prophecy with these words: "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for his people?" Micah gave clues all along the way and all during his book. "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, for you shall come forth from me one who is the ruler of Israel." God comes to earth. He comes out of his temple to be the sin bearer, our sin bearer. See, the gentle Lamb of God appears, promised from eternal years, and he will bear our sins. Micah tells all the people that they shall sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, for they knew that when this would happen, the Messiah would come. Just as Jesus said to Nathanael, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Salvation has arrived." Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? There is no other God that does this. You, dear baptized children of God, your sins are forgiven. God comes to forgive us. Jesus died to take your place, and your eternal death has passed over you. No other God does this. His anger toward you was satisfied when Jesus drank the bitter cup of suffering and death and hell. This is how much he loves the world, and this is how much he loves you. No other God does this. This God knows your anxieties too. He knows the searching that is in your own hearts. He knows your griefs and sorrows, even when you try to hide them from the rest of the world. He knows the sins that you carry from the past, the ones that you harbor and no one knows. And he has compassion on you. He has come to defeat your enemy, the devil, underfoot. He has come to cast all your sins into the depths of the sea. We are so broken. We are so troubled. We are so guilty. And in this text today, we come face to face with a God who has steadfast love toward us, a love that crushes our sins, a love that takes our sins upon himself, a love that will raise us up from the dead on the last day, and a love that gives us eternal life with him and all believers. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over my transgression? These words of Micah leave us in awe. They leave us in humble repentance. Looking to the cross, we do sing, "All praise to you, O Christ, shall be for absolution, full and free, in which you show your richest grace. From false indulgence, guard our race." Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Gary Schuschke, who serves the Lord in Germany. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.